Not a lot of people predicted a win for Donald Trump before Election Day, but I see a hand that's up in the crowd there. It's from American University presidential historian Alan Lichtman, who has correctly picked the presidential winner since 1984. But President Trump may not want to hear what he has to say now. Professor Lichtman joins us this morning, and you are predicting that Donald Trump is vulnerable to impeachment. Professor?
That's correct.
How do you base this?
I base it on a deep study of the history of impeachment, the process of impeachment, the history of Donald Trump prior to his presidency, and an analysis of the early weeks of his presidency. And what I discovered was that Donald Trump is vulnerable on 8 possible grounds for impeachment and removal, making him more vulnerable to impeachment than any first-term president in the history of the nation. This ranges to issues such as conflicts of interest that could violate the Constitution and American law, possible collusion between Trump's team and the Russians that Trump may or may not have known about, abuses of power as evidenced by his defense of his first travel ban, a history of lies that could come back to haunt him because there are civil suits pending that could place him under oath and he could be caught in the Clinton impeachment trap. I wrote this book as the People's Guide to Impeachment. It's not partisan. It's not political. I don't quote any Democratic critics of Donald Trump, but I want the people to understand the ways in which this presidency could threaten our Constitution, our liberties, and even our national security today.
So when you predicted President Trump's win in the presidency, you used a specific formula for how you determined how he would get there. You do not use a formula for this impeachment prediction for this one. I think I'm correct on that. But have you ever applied this to any other president, including any of the past Democratic presidents?
Absolutely. I have not used a formal model as I did for my presidential prediction. You can't develop a formal model. There haven't been enough impeachments to derive a statistical test. But absolutely, I'm a presidential historian, and I have compared Donald Trump to other presidents entering the White House. And during their term, the president that I found most reminiscent of Donald Trump was, unfortunately for Mr. Trump, Richard Nixon. Both men share this idea that they're beset by enemies, that they're at war with the press, that they're at war with the establishment. Neither one of them has a clear set of core guiding principles, but tends to think only about themselves. Neither man had much respect for the law, for American traditions, or for the truth. And you can see signs of a Nixon-type cover-up in the response of this administration to this whole controversy over Russia connections. What have they done? Deny, conceal, delay, deflect. And then when you're caught, say, oh, our contacts with the Russians were just innocuous, much like the Nixon team said that Watergate was nothing more than a third-rate burglary.